Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
Welcome back to another edition of Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
What is up?
God, I feel like, I know we do this once a week, but sometimes it feels like it goes on a little too long.
Right?
Like, I be missing you.
Me too. I always miss you.
I always freaking miss you.
Because then I hear you in the afternoon with
5'8".
With little man.
5'8".
Yeah.
Brother, that's a whole nother conversation.
I know.
Okay.
I come to find out he has not been in the gym.
He's been slacking. But first and foremost, before we start killing him, how are you doing? Because you
great.
Look good. You're glowing. Your skin is looking
I'm
popping
good.
Over there.
I'm good. Getting a little sun. Getting my gym on.
What you been doing? Where you been, like,
I'm
tanning
working,
at the gym?
Working my behind. No, I've been tanning at the pool.
Really?
Little snippets here and there.
You
I
got the
go
real
out.
Tan. You make
that's
me
right.
so... You're
I'm
on timeout.
I get tanned pretty quick.
I know. Well, not me. I burn.
Yeah.
I look like a damn
see,
lobster.
See, she burns and then
does
like
she?
Doesn't tan.
Aww.
Like she'll get dark and red and then not tan. Be like paler.
Oh
so
my
there's
God.
Like red
Leave
to pale,
alone.
Pale to red. Like there's no tan. I don't get it.
You are so crazy. No, I turned into a damn lobster too the first time. So I normally will run to Crunch and do my quick
right,
tan to get
right,
my base.
Right.
And then I can lay out.
She doesn't like to tan.
I do.
She doesn't
I love
tan anymore.
Tan.
She likes to be outside and tan, but not like in the bed anymore.
But that's okay.
She'll spray.
Spraying is good though, because it'll last as long
yeah,
as you need it
exactly.
and you keep that damn thing
exactly.
moving. All right, so let's catch you up to speed. There's a lot going on here at KS107.5 now. If we didn't talk about it last week, well, we're going to talk about it today. KS107.5, we have a fit challenge going on between me and my DJ, and that's what Big Dave was just talking about. It's called the KS 30 for 30, where I got to drop 30 pounds. I think I'm doing good, but I feel like I'm at a standstill.
You're doing great.
You think so?
I think so.
I love you.
I
just
know,
make
I'm being serious.
Good.
You're
my bro.
You know, it kind of goes into the topic that we are going to discuss.
Oh my gosh.
Like I could be straight up candid with you.
I hope that. And we got three different angles to touch on that. But let me just say about the KS 30 for 30, 5'8 is losing. How do you
he's
feel about
miserable.
That? As his trainer, like he's not even showing up.
Well, that's the
to
thing
come
is
meet
that, you.
You
know, I'll send workouts for him and I'm under the assumption he's going, but then I find out he's not. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like
he's on timeout.
Here's the thing. What's interesting about your guys' situation is you don't have to be in the gym to do what you're trying to do.
That's true.
You could do your bike, which you love to do now.
I do. I'm so
and,
excited.
You know, those are the things like, because Tasha has a new bike.
And I do.
She's running, not running, but doing cardio outside.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, you know, if you've listened to us previous, then you know Tasha went through her back surgery situation.
Yeah.
And so we're rehabbing her. So there's certain limitations you still have.
I do.
But you're really kind of
full
force. And it looks like it.
I'm trying.
And I love the glasses again. You got the glasses on.
Thank you.
Mine are getting made as we speak. I can't see jack crap.
Oh my God, you
I
gotta get
see.
It together, Dave.
Like, my right eye is like blind and my left eye is totally good. So, I'm gonna have like the bottle cap on my right eye, like a five
No, you just gotta
I'm
go
like
the,
this, looking
the
down.
The sailor thing.
Yeah,
the pirate thing.
I'm just gonna
then.
Come in with a patch on, 107.5. So literally, Alton has to go, or 5'8", we should say.
He calls him Alton
because
of
Alton,
because
I can.
Right.
But everyone else, you guys know him as 5'8", because he hates being called Alton.
Yeah.
But real talk, like, he has to be in the gym to try and do what he's trying to do, because We know he's not eating enough during the day.
Yeah.
Because you know that little man don't consume more than two meals a day of that.
Well, that's true.
So that being said, you cannot put the mass that he needs to on without being in the gym.
So the thing is that I got to drop 30. 5'8", Alton, has to gain. And the thing is that his metabolism is so damn fast.
Right.
Like, he was going and doing everything Dave needed, meeting Dave at times and doing his workout that Dave sends. And he was looking real buff and I was feeling a little stressed out. And then all it takes is for him to be out of the gym 1 week and he looks like a baby bag of bones again.
That's the thing is that...
It's crazy.
You know, when we go in the gym and start working out to try and put weight on, when you miss a few days right in a row, you literally will look flat. So, he doesn't look full. That's the problem.
No, he looks
and, a and
little
no disrespect.
Empty.
We're not calling him out. It's just one of those things that literally, when a guy or a girl doesn't get in the gym and start pumping weight to get that blood into that muscle... You're literally not going to have that full look. But for what you guys are trying to do, he's at a disadvantage because he has to be in the gym.
All the time.
You don't have to be in the gym to attain and achieve the goal that you're trying to do. There's a lot of workouts that you can do at home. There's cardio you can do at home.
Yeah.
Your bike that you love, like we
I
just touched base on.
My bike.
For him, he's limited. He has to eat the food, hit his subs that we got him on, and get into the gym.
But see, the thing is that we're not even trying to smash 5'8", and we love him, and he knows we do this because we actually put up a video or a picture of him on KS107.5 with a George Jefferson haircut because that's what he's going to look like when he loses.
The wheezy cut.
If he loses, he has to shave his head, and if I lose, I got to put my hair green. But there's people listening right now that have that problem that they want to gain mass. But their metabolism is like 5'8".
Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, that's how I even started because I didn't start really noticing myself putting on weight until I was probably like 20, 21.
Really?
And I mean, I started at like 17, 16, 17, but I was so small in high school and
college.
So
you were like lean.
I was 120 when I graduated.
Get out of here.
So, you know, now I'm 290 something. So it's one of those things that, you know... It's hard for us being slight, and we kind of touch base on those, the three different body styles, endo, ecto, meso, back in another podcast we discussed, the different classifications of body types.
You can definitely
look that one up, too. So, you know, he is definitely an endomorph, meaning that he just cannot put size on. His metabolism will slow down at a certain age, but who knows when that will come.
When he becomes an old man.
I didn't start noticing mine until probably about 27, 30, where I started, okay, like, I'm starting noticing more of a gut.
Yeah.
I'm not as lean. I'm not showing as much abs, and I definitely hear it nonstop by someone I love very much, and they'll remain nameless.
I love them.
Literally, it's like, you know, I noticed within overnight, I was lean and hard and couldn't eat anything. And then I get up one morning, I'm like, okay, I'm carrying now. Like,
were you
I got
excited,
excess.
Though, when you noticed you were carrying?
You know, I was, but now it's harder to get off. So
you say you're 290?
I'm about 290 right now, 295.
There's no way. You're big.
And that's the thing is that, but the problem is I'm carrying a lot of fat. I actually am.
Are you?
Yeah.
When I hug you, it's like
And my
brick.
Diet is not good. I don't practice what I preach by any means. Because
well, you
in
can
order
do that.
Well, the thing is, in order to maintain the size that I want to be and a lot of the guys out there want to be to do what we do, there's no way around it. You can't eat clean all the time and maintain our size.
So
you just can't.
Dibble and dabble.
So you do have to kind of get into the little bit of the fast food. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it all the time because I'm a perfect example. If I want to turn it on and start eating a lot cleaner, I can.
You can.
And I don't really crave much.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this for so many years, I can kind of turn it on and turn
off.
You
know how to do
this.
But
I will say, as I get older and life takes over,
right?
I can completely understand both facets of it because... Mm-hmm. I see it the way I used to do it and be like, I can eat whatever I want. I'll go in the gym, burn it off.
Right.
I add a little cardio.
But you know how the science is.
Right. But now I eat whatever I want. I hold a lot more and I ain't doing cardio.
You're
so,
like, cardio? What is that?
Right.
What is that?
I walked to the back of the gym and back and forth. I'm good.
I did my cardio.
Right. I did my cardio. I walked over and said hello to you on the treadmill.
You're on time
and,
out.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, you know, once you hit that, and a lot of women can attest to this, like, you know, you could eat whatever you wanted, and you only did a little couple days here and there.
Yeah.
But then right when you started, you know, getting older, the metabolism really started to slow, and the calories that you were eating were holding. And you got to step it up more in the gym and then out of the gym. So I think, unfortunately, women are at a way worse disadvantage because you guys have a tendency to hold it and show it a lot more in a negative way than men do.
Yeah.
Men can mask body fat very easy. you know, women, if you goes around your midsection or your booty or your glutes,
yeah, I get
you
a tire.
Can very much see it. Mm-hmm. So women always want to really more focus on glutes, tummy,
yeah.
core,
yeah.
Hamstrings, butt,
yes.
where men want to focus more on upper body because that's what people see.
But don't forget the legs, guys.
Well,
y'all
and that's the
like
thing. That's
legs.
The worst. That's the worst.
That's not
and
good.
It kind of goes into the topic we were going to discuss today,
yes, we're gonna
which
have
I will let Tasha
great
intro because she's
topic.
The best.
We do have a great topic, but I have one more question about 5'8 before
yes.
we go
oh.
into that fun
5'8,
thing.
You ain't getting off the hooks, huh?
How does he keep weight on for somebody that's listening? How can he? Like, people are telling him in the building
mm-hmm.
that are not Big Dave.
Right.
All you got to do is eat. Just
and that
eat
is
anything.
True. That is true because he will metabolize. But we also put him on a certain supplement program
okay.
that was specifically designed for him to help him between meals and to add calories to his daily diet. So he has a job, and to be
you
honest
with
you,
the job.
As much as you guys know, whether you're a veteran at lifting or mm-hmm. training or just getting into it, it is a job. It is
yeah.
not easy.
No,
you
it's
get
not.
Out of it what you put into this.
It's true.
It's like golfing, training, and doing what we do in the gym and trying to look the way we do. Whether you're just doing general fitness and just want to cut some weight,
yeah.
it literally is like comparing to golf.
Okay.
Everybody likes to go to Top Golf or miniature
yes.
golf or driving range,
right?
But they're like, oh no, I don't want to go play because how many times do most people pick up a golf club during the year? Zero. But
I mean,
when you get invited, yeah. you get invited to go to Top Golf. You're a golfing extraordinaire.
Let's go. Yeah.
Right. But
drinks,
then you're like,
food.
You would never do it during the week because
yeah.
it's not your thing.
It's not.
And so it's just like training. Like if you can stay consistent with golf, you get better and better as you go.
Yeah.
With training, the more and more you do it, the body starts to get used to it and you get the results.
You know, I told 5'8 yesterday and then we'll get into our awesome topic of today. I was like, dude, remember when you first started writing cursive? Because some schools don't even teach it. But it looked like chicken scratch and the more you practice, the better you got.
No, that's me. I
well,
can't write
still
cursive.
Look bad.
I cannot write cursive. I was never taught.
Really?
I was never taught to write
you.
Cursive.
I know what I'm going to buy you for Christmas now.
What? A Big Chief Indian
book,
tablet, a crayon.
A tracer.
Yeah.
A tracer
and,
tablet.
And what's funny is I went to private school, and the school I went to in private school was in Florida.
Yeah?
When surf was up, you didn't go to school.
Wow.
So the principal of our school, when the surf was up,
yeah,
because I lived on an island in Anna Marie Island, Lombo Key, and so people in Florida know what that is.
Uh-huh.
I went to school from kindergarten to 12th grade, 120 kids in the school. That's it.
That's it.
It was a private school. Now,
did
granted,
you feel sheltered?
I won't say what I felt.
Okay, never
I
mind.
I felt slow. Let's just say
damn.
That. And it was for people that needed a little bit extra help with certain
things.
But
that's
things,
a good thing.
And it was. So the class is very small, and the,
so
and
the
teachers
one-on-one.
Were really one-on-one. Mm. But when surf was up,
no
you
school.
Were gone. So you go to school for 2 hours, surf's up, you're out. They
so what's
you.
Surf's up for those
the waves.
Who don't know?
When the waves were up in the ocean, it was time
they're,
to get out of school.
They're like, no, we're not going to have
right.
the kids get
so it's
hurt
almost
today.
Like, it's almost like kids that live in the mountain. When it snows and the snow is the best, they don't keep kids in school. The teachers are going skiing.
They're like, listen, we want to go skiing. We got a cough today. We got to go.
And it's crazy. Now we all have COVID and kids get out, so it don't matter.
It's just out of control.
It is out of control.
All right, so let's get into this topic of today because I know a lot of people have been trying to figure out ways to tell a loved one how they need to pretty much get a little bit more healthy.
Great topic.
And I think, yeah, I think
touchy
so too.
Topic.
I think it is touchy, but it comes from like, how about me with a family member? Because that's how I'm looking at this mm-hmm. conversation is a family member that I love so much, and this person has gained tons of weight where now it's affecting his health. And then there's also men out there who are looking at their wife like, hey, babe, when we met, you know, you didn't look like this.
Right.
And it's a touchy situation, but I think when you do it with a heart, you might get some
love
solution,
back.
Right?
I think right now it's a great topic, and I think it was a wonderful. Tosh came up with this one. She usually comes up with the topics we discuss.
Not all
but
the time.
But honestly, it's kind of like everyone's saying the COVID 30.
Brother, it's more like
it's
the 50.
True. It is true. So this is a perfect topic to discuss. And I think that, you know, the problem is when you're in a relationship with someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think so many people and our listeners can attest to this.
Yeah.
I speak from firsthand knowledge and I think I speak for so many people out there because I see so many different relationships in the
especially
gym and
the
out
males.
Of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously don't want to be disrespectful or rude
or
cause commotion or disrespect
feelings,
in a relationship, especially
yeah.
by someone that doesn't look the way they may want to look.
When you first met them.
Right. So let's say you met the person, you were very attracted to them, but then over the years, life takes over.
Yeah.
And then they start putting on weight and or you start putting on weight. And I'm a perfect example. Like,
yeah.
I remember when I first met my fiance, you know, I was definitely leaner and harder. Kind of goes back to where we, I was definitely not as big as I am. I mean, I was still big, but I wasn't as big. I was more cut. I had more definition.
So she watched your whole transition.
Sure. So I went from more lean to more fat. But I could call myself out because I know what I need to do. But the problem is that I can take that constructive criticism.
Yeah.
So if one of my loved ones or one of my boys or someone in the, a client even, someone in the gym or you, say, damn, D, you're looking really good. It's a very nice compliment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, no, no. But then if someone were to look at me and be like, damn, you look like you put on a lot of fat lately. To me, depending on who it was, I wouldn't take offense to that because they're being honest.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mind because I want to know what that impression is.
Yeah.
So where's that balance with a loved one to be able to say, it's almost like when a woman puts on a new dress or a new bikini for you and comes out and says, baby, how do I look? And you're like, wow, you're an amazing woman.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with what the physique looks like.
Right.
You come up with, babe, you're amazing. No, bro, you're passing up the topic here.
Yeah.
You got to be honest and be like, look, baby, do you want me to be completely honest without you getting upset at me? Okay. Or
see, I like how you
do
said
you want
that,
me
though.
To lie? And I
like
think
how
it's
you
all
said
in the
that.
Presentation because you don't want to be rude and disrespectful because 9 times out of 10, you look worse than your girl does. Okay. So you got to be real careful with what you say.
But you know what's funny? I feel like with some men, but men, it's so much easier to have a girl. Like I have a lot of male friends. I'm the only girl out of boys.
You're a total
obviously.
Guy's girl. 100%.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, D.
You are. You're totally a guy's girl. You relate with both so well.
I mean, my brothers have embedded so much information, and I've got that thick skin.
But you can relate to both.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're one of the guys, and people can speak the way they want to, as guys do sometimes, being stupid.
Right.
But yet you can be a very normal girl and hang out with girls and do girl things.
That is true.
And that's a good thing because you want a girl that's all around. You don't want a girl that's just all foo-foo and oh, no, don't say that.
No, I need girls who know how to be tomboys and want to get
dirty. You can catch a football and have some fun with everyone.
I can definitely catch a damn football now. But it just seems like guys are able to have this conversation a lot easier where women are so defensive. We you know what it is? I think it is. So the question today is how do you tell a loved one or somebody that you're in a relationship with that they need to lose weight? Not even, some people want to do it more so because they want you to look the way they look when they met you. And then some people are really concerned about diabetes and all these different type of health issues. So for men, I feel like it's so much easier for me to come to UD and be like, you know what, Dave, I noticed that, you know, God forbid you gain weight and we're obese.
Right.
Listen, I care about you. I'm noticing that your cheeks are red and that you're, you know, you always look red, like your body is different or your skin looks like it's past its elasticity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see people like that.
Well, yeah, and I think the biggest thing is that it's all, and again, it all comes down to the topic
delivery.
And how you're delivering.
Right.
It's like, if you were to come to me and say, you know, D, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I would be very flattered because you actually care, which I know you do.
Yeah.
And so it almost kind of opens up, like, the discussion.
It does.
So as soon as, like, if you were to come to me, so a female coming to a male that you care for.
Right.
And we're like, you know, D, I'm really concerned. I'm going to be honest. Like, I've noticed that, you know, you don't look happy. You know, I've noticed that you've kind of, like, changed a little bit. And that's when usually, hopefully, depending on the person, they feel comfortable enough to be like, I'm going through some things. Maybe I have a medical condition they haven't discussed.
That's true.
And they're maybe embarrassed.
But you can still get through your medical stuff.
And so, you know, I think that it's all in how you present it. And, you know, for a female getting that
it's hard.
That opinion from their male, whether it's a boyfriend, a fiance, just a friend,
member,
a family
yeah.
member, I think that as long as it's done with respect, not like, damn, girl, you're fat. Like, you look like shit.
Like, listen,
excuse me, sorry.
Yeah,
you look like hell.
Right.
But, you know, because people are in that situation, that's why I say that, because it's real life.
Yeah,
but if you're
especially
like,
right
hey,
now.
How do you think I'm looking? It's hard for me because when people ask my opinion, I'm like, well, do you want me to lie or do you want me to be professional?
Are set differently.
It is different, but I have to kind of bring it down a notch and be like, look, you know, I think you look great, but you definitely could improve on certain areas.
But that's what you told me, and that's why I love you. That's why he's my bro, because I was like, Dave, I'm just not feeling real good. You're like, you look great, but we're going to get you going.
Right.
That lets me know that, yes, you can be your absolute best, and in the way he said it was good, but it's guys take it a lot differently if a woman comes to you or a family member comes to you, but women... God, it's like guys are so scared. Like the way you would feel if your parents would beat your ass, like that's how they feel with their wife to
but
tell
the
them.
The problem
this.
Is I think a lot of women respond very, very disrespectfully too. It's like it's like a loaded question.
I think
it's like, do I look good in this dress? And you're like, okay, I don't really care for it, to be honest
with
you.
And that pause before the answer
is
big.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, how long you hesitate to answer can really change the dynamic of how your night's going to go.
Oh, my
God. It's like, do I look good in this dress? You're like, well, hold on a minute. I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be back and I'll answer
this. I'll be back. I was brushing my teeth
in my head. Can I text you? Like, I'm going to text you, you know, and you know me, everybody that knows me out there, I'm an emoji king.
Yeah,
so I'm just sending a bunch of emojis, like thumbs up or thumbs down, you know.
Oh, my God.
So hands over the eyes, the little monkey or over my...
It
really is. It's all in how you answer it. So I think from a guy's perspective, if you're a woman and you ask your husband or fiance or boyfriend,
don't ask a question you're not ready for.
Right,
number one,
because
but go.
you're putting them in a very awkward position because it's a loaded
Hell
question.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You got to be prepared for the answer. Now, granted, I don't expect a guy to sit there and look at their girl and be like, you know, you're a fat piece of lard, and I don't think you should really go out in public.
I think most guys will respond and be like, babe, you know, you look good, but if your stomach was flatter or this. And women are, some women, not all, because I can take it. Like, but there was a time in my life I couldn't take
it. There are a lot of women that are very sensitive, and they may act like you can take it right then and there, but then it resonates. And you know how women are. Every woman, you guys resonate. And then, like, you'll say something to you guys, and you'll be like, okay. And then literally, like, 3 days later, it, like, hit. And you had time to think and digest it, and you're like, I'm going to kill him. I'm literally going to kill him and blow his car up. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. What happened? You're like, remember what you said 5 days ago? I had time to think about it.
And made me think that time you didn't come home was because my belly was poking out?
Because my ass had fit in my booty shorts? Like, literally.
It's been 3 months since I saw my vagina.
You told me how to have a car cover to go to sleep tonight with a comforter? Like, it's all in the presentation.
No.
It is. It's all in the presentation. It's all in the delivery. Baby, do I look good? Do you think I should lose some weight? Okay. Let's talk about this. And I think that, because 90% of the time, let's be real, if the woman asks the man that question, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel that the woman usually has an agenda and is usually like, hey, if I'm asking you how I look, then obviously secretly, because you guys always have a way of like putting stuff out there without saying it.
Okay.
So if a woman says, baby, how do I look? You're like, you look good.
Yeah.
Okay, I look good. But you know what? We both could stand to lose a few pounds here.
Amen.
And
I think
if a woman, because women are never going to usually go to the man and be like, God, you don't look good. Like, you disgust me.
Okay.
You're not looking. And I mean, let's be real. Most men should be able to take that and be like, damn, okay.
Well, there's some men that are sensitive too.
Or if a woman sees someone on TV that looks super good, like The Rock or something like that, because everybody loves The Rock.
Got my
every woman loves The Rock.
On for him,
right.
Honey.
So there he is right here sitting
you
next to me.
See him looking on. Hey.
So if you were to say, well, I know you're not going to look like The Rock because I would have not married you.
Well, don't even compare him to somebody.
But that's the thing. It's like you should be able to have that same discussion vice versa and kind of laugh about it and be like, we both have slipped a little bit with this COVID thing. We both have been lazy. We got to kind of step it up a little bit. First thing to do, clean up the diets.
Right.
Honestly, it's always clean up the diets.
It's always that kitchen.
But then, you know, you can kind of make fun. So like, for example, you could sit there and say, I'll tell you what. We're going to have a challenge just like you and 5'8 have done.
Right.
And the loser, say a 2-week challenge, who can lose the most weight?
Okay.
She does her thing. You do your thing.
Separately.
You really have positivity for both because you want to support 100%.
And don't start hating on each other.
Right.
Okay.
Support. But if one doesn't do what the other one needs to do and vice versa, then they have to buy them something nice or a gift or
a
dinner.
Weekend getaway.
Or something. Right. Because both of you guys are going to win in this, but it pushes you in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because if you see your husband or spouse working out hardcore, hopefully and usually, if you're a female, you'll start doing the same thing. Now, granted, that's not all the time.
No.
Okay. But I feel like most women, if they're getting their groove on in the gym and they're looking better and confident, then the guy usually is like, okay, I need to step up my game
here.
That's
true.
And that's usually the case.
But there's times that women are like, oh, why is he in the gym now? All of a sudden,
right.
Is it somebody else?
Yes.
Is it somebody at work? No. It's just
and it
that
always doesn't have to be negative.
No.
You don't always have to go there.
But if you're always in a negative spot, you might need to remove yourself from that relationship and work on yourself because you're not helping it at all.
Right.
But I know there was a time in my life where after I had, okay, so Nage was already born.
Right.
When I met Terry, we already had her, and he, like, took over and became her father, which was amazing. Once we had London, brother, it went downhill.
Right.
Fried pork chops, rice and beans, and things like that. And I wanted to get in the gym, but I was lazy. And I was like, well, maybe this is just what I'm supposed to look like. But if he would have told me, babe, you know what? Maybe if let's work out together. Let's do this.
Right.
It would have pissed me off at the time because I was already insecure.
Right, because you're kind of, again, life takes over. And yeah. You know, you're comfortable with what's going on. And but the problem is that is your spouse judging you? Are they looking at you and comparing you to somebody else?
No.
And that's not fair.
And I think what it is with men, you guys are visual creatures.
100%.
But I really understand that now.
Right.
Like, if Terry comes home and I'm dressed in lingerie, he's happy while I'm cleaning the house. To me, it's just like, okay, if that works him and makes him good, let's just do it. You know what
right.
I mean? Men are so visual, so now it makes sense. To me, I already beat myself up mentally, so I'm already on the defense when if he comes to me and says, hey, babe, why don't you think we should go and get, you know, at the time we were in Philly, so they had Bally's.
Right.
And he's like, let's go. And I'm like, well, why? What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough. Like,
right.
So that, but now when I think back to that time.
You read into it too much almost.
Yeah, no, I did. And
right.
then, and like you said, days later, then it's like, well, why didn't he come home?
It resonated.
Like,
and now
somebody
you're pissed.
Else dinner?
Right,
and
right.
it's like, we think things too deep. I try to think things like, not like a guy because I will never have a penis.
More surface level,
right.
maybe.
Turn the light on, turn the light off. Stop
right.
thinking in between.
Right.
So now when I think back to that time. Now him and I have a fitness challenge going on. Okay,
exactly.
And
so you have a little fun competition between the two of you.
And because he travels so much, but it makes me feel good. Like, for instance, I was telling D behind the scenes before we started taping that we went on a date, Terry and I. And we've been in a different space, so we've been doing more fun things without the kids. Like, and so we went
to back
dinner,
to the way it used to be, and, how you met.
But we forgot that.
And those are important. That's the thing that scares me. And we've had these discussions numerous times.
Oh, yeah.
In my relationship, it's like, you know, you add a child to the mix. I think so many people forget why they're together.
Dude.
And they have to take that time,
because,
and it's so important. And then
yes.
you start living two separate lives and resentment starts. And then, of course, the woman usually doesn't go to the gym, or she does go to the gym because someone else has given
She's
her attention.
More.
And you know, it always doesn't have to go to that dark place.
No.
But I think the problem with so many people is they still forget you're my best friend. And this is why we've got to this point.
But this little being that...
Just because you have a child does not mean you cannot go back to that.
You hit the nail
on the
head.
And that's why I think so many relationships have faltered.
But I think if someone would have told us that
right.
in the beginning of these
sure,
relationships
sure.
when we found that one, we would have been pendiente. We would have paid attention to that. You know what I'm saying? So
been
for
more,
us,
more totally
yeah,
in tune with that.
Exactly. So we have... We time and time again, here and there, we would... think about each other, but then we forgot about each other. You got involved the kids and the sports and the school and their education and what's
the
going
child's
on with
a
their
priority.
Mental.
Child's
yeah,
a priority.
And so you forget about dating, and then when it's time for bed, you're going to sleep in a dirty ass t-shirt and sweatshirt.
I was just gonna bring that up. It's so funny because I'm literally having these conversations with a few people in my gym right now, and you know, I don't not only train people, but of course all the trainers.
You're damn
out there,
near a mental
you
health
are a
person.
Psychologist
really
as well.
Yes.
So I've seen
yes.
every facet of different relationships, from bodyguarding as much as I have, because yes. you have a lot of intimate moments
you
with
not only
your clientele that are female and or male,
so, yeah.
and you know, you're with some powerful people, some celebrities, some private yeah. CEOs, and you know, you're with them at their most vulnerable, tolerable positions.
And you see that.
And it's so funny that you see some people that are so successful in their relationships,
yeah.
and then other people that are just completely destroying each other.
Exactly.
And they almost look at it as more of a business relationship. As soon as the kids are at age, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
And that's not what I want.
And no, of course not. Mm-hmm. And I think that the biggest thing is that you have a responsibility not only to yourself in a
yes.
relationship, but to your spouse.
Yes.
Man, woman, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
If you're dating a woman and you're a woman, you have a responsibility to her. If you're
yeah.
dating a man, you have a responsibility to him
mm-hmm.
or a woman and a man.
Yeah.
So that being said, I think that so many people utilize so many other excuses and
yeah.
forget about the reason why they got together.
God, that was so good.
And,
how you
and
said
it's
it.
Funny because I think that the problem is with most people
yeah.
is that it goes right back to our topic that we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you be hesitant to tell your best friend
right.
that you're with, that you right. love and respect, that she looks like she's put on some weight? And you know what? I don't think you look bad.
No,
but
I
just think you can be better.
Right. Would
and
you rather a stranger
right,
walk up
right.
to you and say, damn, girl, that ass got
right.
some dimples?
And for someone to get upset at that and take it personal,
you
don't have the strong relationship you thought you did.
Oh, my God. Say that again.
And that's the truth. It is
wow.
the truth. And I think that so many people forget about that. Now, granted, don't get me wrong.
No.
Look, I understand relationship and a successful relationship, and trust me when I say this, it's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And if you don't look at it like that, it's not going to be successful.
No, you have to take out time. So we decided in our relationship that we need to get back to the business. And so the kids are important, but it's us praying, us doing things together, and then our children. And it's not putting them last, but it's always giving them the best, if that makes sense. So all those three things get the best. So we started remembering, hey, what brought us together? And so over the weekend, we went out to dinner. We get a little overnight at a hotel, and there's candles and clothes everywhere, and I might have a little bit of rose, but the thing is that he still made me feel good with my rose because I'm working my ass off to be the best version of me. I'm
and
not
he
working
doesn't
out for
care.
Him. No,
he doesn't
doesn't.
Care.
But I'm not working out for him. I'm working out for me, and honestly, not to go off subject, I'm working out because I noticed that within the last 5 days, my sleep is better now that I've been consistent for 2 months. So it's just do these things for you. But like Dave said, I wish people can hear this a million times over. It's just like, if you can't take the criticism from the person that you sleep with that sees you with the most bushiest vagina in the world or the
behind
hairiest
closed
legs,
doors,
right,
vulnerable
you're
state,
vulnerable,
then
yeah,
you're with the wrong
then
person.
Then what are you doing?
You're with
then
the wrong
person.
You still
need some work, and right. That's not a bad thing. Work on you, fix you, and get it right. Because I had to fix myself by myself.
Yeah.
Then I had to find a therapist for myself.
But the problem, too, is this is something my father always said to me. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately, I don't speak to my father. And that's
Same here. That's
a bigger, deeper root. We could always go into that.
Absolutely,
I don't mind sharing that on the show because a lot of people can relate to that.
Okay.
And that's a vulnerable spot for me. But with
me
us,
too.
I don't mind sharing that.
We will.
But what's funny is my father always taught me when I was little. And I think that men and women can relate, but I think more men, and I'm not saying this in a chauvinistic way because everyone knows me, I'm not that way, but I think as a man, you have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And your responsibility to yourself is to be able to take care of yourself before you take on a relationship, period. If you can't take care of yourself and pay your rent, pay your bills, cover your car note, take care of yourself, feeding yourself, clothing yourself, bathing yourself, rudimentary things that you should be able to do on a daily basis without your family involved,
or friends,
then how do you expect to take on another being, especially another being with another being, meaning a woman with a child, or a man with a child, or a woman with a child? So, you know, it just goes to show you that those foundations from back in the day from our parents are so true. Because you look at the relationships back then. I mean, my mom and dad, before my mom passed years and years ago, unfortunately, I wasn't around with that.
Yeah.
But they were married 45 years.
Wow.
And you don't see that anymore.
I know.
You don't see that anymore. You know, and so it's like, obviously, what they did worked.
Yeah.
And they had communication.
They worked
through it. They had fun. We were there. We were priority. But my father never let my mom ever feel like she was second.
Right.
Period.
That's
period.
What it's about.
Didn't matter how many business trips he was on. It didn't matter where he was at. My mom was always the queen in the household.
That's right.
And she took care of him and the house while he took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I understand the whole independence thing, and I don't need nobody to take care of me. Look,
I'm not into that.
I get
like the old-fashioned
stuff. Okay,
self,
I get it, and I respect it.
Yeah.
But let's get down to roots.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned seems to be the key.
That foundation.
And you know what? If you're with someone that's independent when you met them, don't try and change them.
Yeah,
respect
God.
That. Follow on their coattails. Learn from them.
Yeah.
Don't be judgmental because they
together.
May make more money than you. You know what? Be
Who
supportive.
Cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
That kind of's out the window now.
Like, don't let your ego move this.
And
you
I
know?
Think it goes right back into, of course, the topic. Mm-hmm. It's the ego. Well, why would she say I'm fat? Look at her. Now
like,
you're just going against putting each other down. And guess what? The relationship that supposedly was strong is now even worse.
Yeah, now you left something in there that it feels different. And if he starts reacting differently to you, you can't, you know, like I just feel like sometimes us women, we react a certain way that we expect our man to be the same way. And it doesn't work that way.
But men are so sensitive these days too.
But you guys are so amazing when you find the right man, right? You guys are so amazing. But I think what's most important for us, we got to think about it. Play it out before you even open your mouth because words hurt. So if he's trying to make you better and help you be better, what's wrong with that?
There's
and
nothing.
If you like who you are, then maybe he's just not the one for you. If you want to be thick and nice and juicy, girl, you do that.
And
if
you own that
it.
And you're happy and he likes
and he,
that,
yeah.
that's all
but
that matters.
But if he doesn't, then he's not the
then
man
the hell
for
with
you
him.
And then you go do your
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, because let me tell you, there's going to be someone out there that loves you
Child.
For what you are
yes.
and who you are. And if you can't have that vulnerable time behind closed doors with that person that you say you love, and I have my fingers up in quotes here,
yes.
then then guess who's wrong here? It's not the guy, it's the woman.
You chose
okay?
the wrong
Because let me tell you something. There's always that one person out there for someone.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, I understand the dating scene now these days is horrible.
God.
Especially with Corona, but that's still no excuse.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? You know right from wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? Granted, yes, I understand people have gotten burned in relationships numerous times, so yes, you have a wall,
yeah.
but not everybody is like that.
Thank you for saying that.
So you have to
yes.
give them that opportunity.
Exactly.
If they screw up, you know what? Look, I gave you the opportunity.
It.
I was vulnerable.
I'm gonna keep it
but
moving.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
You know what? I love
one
these guys that keep trying to text and like, I'm sorry, I won't mess up again. Look, you knew she was damaged going in, but then you still disrespected it.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something.
But there's so much of another conversation.
But it's vice versa
for
women to men too. It's like, you know, you trust that woman and all of a sudden, well, maybe she's seeking somebody else because he makes her feel better than you do. That's a communication problem. Speak up.
The smartest and best thing for everybody is to always go your separate way if you find the person that's not for you.
But so many people are so scared
Simple.
Because they're like, I'm going to be alone. Who cares?
Go with your friends.
Let me tell you something. Being alone sometimes is the best thing you can do because you actually have to own up to yourself.
But then you learn so many great
that's
things about
right.
yourself too.
So when you walk into a new relationship, you're fresh. You're ready.
Yeah.
You're
bring
not bringing
your
all this baggage.
No.
Everyone has a bag. You know, I heard this analogy from one of my mentors. And they hit it on the head. Everyone has baggage. It's just
yeah.
a question of how many bags you want to take on.
No, I don't want to bring them.
Some people want the bag. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So then guess what? Don't even open the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I appreciate it and thank you. I'm flattered, but I'm not interested.
Nope.
Some people are so scared to say that to someone. Oh, I'm going to hurt their feelings. Let me tell you, it's better hurt their feelings before you even went out on a date with them
Dude.
Than do it 3 months later and you're miserable. And
you're already invested time
right,
and
right.
your body and your and sex and all that stuff. Like you just got to really,
Be
really
happy
put yourself
with
first.
Who you are.
Yeah.
And if people don't like it, walk away. And I always say this now. It's my new kind of my new little phrase.
Say it.
Don't look in the rear view.
That's it.
Stop it.
Dude.
The only time to look in the rear view is in the car.
Yeah.
That's it.
But see, that's my analogy too.
Look forward.
When I'm done, I'm on the highway doing 80.
That's right.
I'm not looking back.
That's
right. And I'm not getting off
any exits. Unless
I
got blue and reds behind me, I'm not looking behind me. And even then, I'm like, oh, hell no.
Damn.
It wasn't me. I know he ain't coming after me. But seriously, like you utilize that in closing today. I'm assuming we'll wrap it up. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Look forward.
Look forward.
We keep looking back with the corona.
Mm.
Yeah, we can look back and see what we could have fixed. But
what
you know what?
Shoulda,
like, woulda, coulda. That's great.
Yeah.
Put your damn mask on. Roll forward.
And keep
Be happy
moving.
You're working and we can still eat and still see people we love.
And you're waking up.
And go forward. And everybody get out there and vote.
And get out there and vote.
Vote.
As a matter of fact, if you're
you don't
not
vote,
sure,
I'm going to find you.
Oh, my God.
And if I find you, you're okay. not going to like what happens to you.
If you're not sure where your local ballot is or where you can go vote in person, you can always log on to KS1075.com and click on Take the Vote. We want to make sure that everybody
vote,
has this opportunity
vote,
because
vote.
This is the most important
vote,
election ever.
Vote.
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 This is your father.
Vote.
You must vote.
Look.
If you don't vote, we're going
to
come get you. And it ain't going
to
be a nice thing.
You lose your one vote.
Yes.
And don't forget, too, if you're 17, you're going to be 18 before November 3rd, you can actually register to vote. And it feels so
this
good.
This is the most important one,
yes.
I feel. You know, I watched the Democratic debate.
Yeah.
Not the Democratic. I'm sorry. Not debate.
The Democratic convention. Yeah.
And, you know, it's day two. It is
mm-hmm.
interesting. And you know, you tend to get excited because it is something new. But I think everyone's so swayed in so many different directions. Hopefully, maybe we can have a show here soon and we'd like to hear your feedback.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe
that would
we discuss
be great.
It because that's
calls.
Such a touchy subject.
Yeah. We
you know,
should.
Telling your girl that she's heavy. Is a touchy subject.
Boom.
Okay? You may get hit in the head with some inanimate object, but talking about politics, nah, damn, that's a touchy subject.
Because at the end of the day, no matter who you vote for, we just want you to make sure that you show up and make sure you
make
your vote count.
Have a say, because you can't talk about it unless you do it.
That's it.
That's the bottom line. I'm tired of people saying, I hate this person, I hate that. Did you vote? Well, then shut up.
No,
don't speak on it.
Don't say nothing to me.
You don't, guess what? You have no ground, so we're out. We gotta go.
We love you. Any shout-outs before we go?
I don't know. Who are we shouting out?
Well, I gotta say this. Big shout-out to everybody at Crunch. I know I always shout them out all the time. You hear us talking about them.
Given.
But that's our home. That's our place. Chelsea, you have been crushing it, taking care of everything at the gym. Christy, we love you.
Front desk staff, all the cleaners, everybody.
Bro,
yeah.
I was in the gym the other day, and I thought I saw something that wasn't really what I saw. And so one of the guys took care of it.
Do I want to elaborate on this? Or?
Well, I thought one of the guys was taking off his mask and being funny, like trying to be funny. So I had yelled out, yo, put your mask on.
Right.
And the guy went back that and handled it. And apparently he was... you know, sprinting on the damn treadmill and almost was dying. But
we still have to have the mask on even then.
They take care of everything, and he didn't. He just like kind of was lifting the bottom to breathe a little bit. But the point is, they're so on point, and it makes me feel safe when I go to get myself healthier, because I know they care about every person that walks in the door, whether you're new or a person that's been there forever. They're really looking out for our well-being and making sure that everything is right. So from the bottom of my heart, I mean this with everything. Thank you guys.
100%.
Everybody at Crunch Fitness on Arapahoe.
We couldn't do what we do without them too. And if you go in and mention that you heard us,
tell
it's a dollar membership.
For the first 30 days.
The first 30 days.
And you can bring a friend too to come work out with
you. We want you to bring everybody. Come check out the gym. You know, we're in a great location. We have lots of fun food around that area.
Yeah.
But the staff and the gym vibe is so fun and exciting. And we're not just saying that because we go there. You know, and so also.
I'm a germaphobe. So
yeah, we are. Especially right now. Especially right now.
I'm OCD, you know, when it comes to cleansiness. So I really mean that.
100%.
So we love you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you guys for the support.
Hit us up. BigDaysPowerHalfHour@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us and let us know what you're thinking on our Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Later.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.